This is Joe Castellano. The SportsVirus.com podcast are expanding outside of the Bay Area. Now we proudly present the Seattle Mariners Grand Salami Podcast, featuring John Wells, the founder and publisher of Grand Salami Magazine, and other guests to talk Seattle Mariners baseball. And welcome to Oakland, as we are podcasting after the Saturday win for the Mariners against the Oakland A's. John Wells will join us a little bit later, but first we have three special guests after the Mariners win. I had a chance to talk to Nelson Cruz, who had his first home run as a Mariner, Brad Miller, who had the game-winning hit and also was involved in a big play to keep the game going on a relay throw, and Tyler Olson, who picked up his first major league win. We'll start with Tyler. Tyler, that first major league win, it's always exciting for anybody who gets into the big leagues. So tell us about the experience for you today.
It's awesome. I mean, I'm just kind of taking everything in one day at a time. And, you know, I put myself kind of into a jam there at the end, and I was, you know, glad that I could get out of it.
Well, to get out of that, you had a great defensive play. What was going through your mind as the relay came in from Jackson to Miller, and what a tag by Zunino?
Well, I had a first row seat to it, so I saw everything kind of unfolding, and I kind of knew that we had a chance, and I'm just glad the throw was online, and Z scooped it up. So, I mean, it was a great play all the way around.
I mean, Zunino, when he first got it, I was wondering, is he going to be able to make that tag? Were you thinking that?
Yeah, I mean, Z has great hands, so, I mean, there wasn't really any doubt that, you know, he could make the play. It was just a matter of the contact potentially knocking it out, and so I'm just glad that he hung on to it.
What's the ride been like for you? I mean, your major league debut, you come out and you throw one pitch and you get two outs. So has it been pretty exciting so far?
Yeah, it's been, you know, a pretty crazy ride. Like I said, just trying to take it in all one day at a time. And, you know, it's been great.
How about the expectations for this team? A lot of people are looking at this as being a really good ball club. What are your thoughts about it?
You know, we're just going to take one game at a time. You know, people say, you know, this is a World Series team, and, I mean, there's no doubt that we can do that. But at the same time, I mean, you know, these games here are, you know, important to us towards the end of our season. So we're just taking one game at a time and hope we can get on a roll.
And how much does a game like this help everybody to win a game that was just wild? I mean, it was back and forth. You go extra innings and you get the W out of it.
It's great, you know, just to show that we can come, you know, from behind and be ahead and then tie it up and then come out with the win. I mean, that shows a lot as a team that, you know, it doesn't matter, you know, what the score is, that we can still, you know, get a W.
Plus, you get a win, your first major league win, against a team that drafted you. You didn't sign with them, but you were drafted by the A's, and you know that they're going to be a competitive team all year.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of weird how that the whole thing worked out, and, you know, I'm just happy to be where I am right now.
Thanks a lot, and congratulations.
Thank you.
That's Mariners pitcher Tyler Olson. I also had a chance to sit down with Brad Miller after the Mariners win on Saturday. Brad, first of all, you get the game-winning hit. Tell us about that situation, trying to come through in the clutch with a man in scoring position.
Yeah, you know, Lomo started us off well, and Axe, you know, got a nice bunt down. And, you know, Abad is pretty tough. He's pitched me pretty tough, so just trying to catch something out front. And, yeah, I was able to, you know, he left something over the plate, was able to stay on it, so it felt good.
Tell us about that relay throw. The throw coming in from Jackson took a couple of bounces, and so you had to adjust to that.
Yeah, well, you know, as a relay throw, I mean, it was fine, you know, as long as it's low. You know, if you go high and I got to leave my feet, same with my throw home. If I make Z leave his feet, then it's tough. So he kept it low and got it quick to me. And, you know, I was thinking, hey, ball off the wall, runner on first, extra innings. You know, he's probably going to, you know, risk it, I guess, you know, go for it, you know, in that situation you got to. So just wanted to get it to Z.
Well, he made a great tag. I mean, he made a great catch and tag. So from your viewpoint, what were you reacting to that?
Yeah, no, it was awesome. You know, I saw him, and he did a good job, I thought. It wasn't quite a short hop. It was a kind of a tough hop, and he stuck it, and he got in front of there. It was awesome. So he's a strong guy, so I don't want to be running into him.
It seemed like there was a certain intensity in this game against the A's, you know, division rivals and going extra innings and back and forth. Did you feel that?
Yeah, I feel like every time we play them, it's like that. You know, honestly, it's always hard fought. You know, the game's never over. Both teams, you know, have a lot of fight. So it's a lot of fun to be in a game like that.
Thanks, Brad.
Yep.
That's Brad Miller. Nelson Cruz was also our special guest. Here was that conversation. Nelson, how satisfying was this win, especially you get on the board with your first home run of the year, which was a bomb?
Yeah, it's always important, you know. I think we need this win, you know. Most important thing, I think, the whole line will contribute, you know. Give hits and scratch and runs, and we get the W, that's what we need.
How about for you personally to get it going with the bat?
I mean, it's important. I mean, I need to hit, you know. I mean, the whole line had to contribute, you know. It's not just one hitter, but I can speak about myself, you know.
You foresee a lot of battles like this with the A's. I mean, this was a back-and-forth game, a lot of close plays, and, you know, a lot of intensity.
Yeah, they always find a way to get it done, you know, in battle. But the important thing is we got the W.
How about Sonny Gray, you know, facing him and getting a win in a game that he pitches, because, you know, he's one of the top guys out there right now.
Yeah, no doubt he was throwing the ball like normal, you know, commanding his fastball and, you know, get you out with the breaking pitches.
What'd you get on that pitch that you hit for the home run?
Fastball.
I mean, you just absolutely hammered it. You must have knew that it was going a long way when you hit that one, right?
Yeah, kind of.
How about this team? You know, get off to a little bit of a slow start, so is it important to, you know, like you said, you get the win, just kind of make a push here at early in the season?
Yeah, it's early. You always want to start the right way, you know. Unfortunately, well, that's not the way we start. But the good thing is we know we can capable to do it, you know. And hopefully this is a good start, you know, and we can do what we're supposed to do from here on.
How about being with a new team, too, and just getting a feel for what you guys are capable of? Have you been able to do that through spring training and now early in the year?
Yeah, I think we have a pretty good offensive team, you know, and not one of the best bullpen. So it's just a matter of time we get put everything together.
Last thing, what about that relay play? What did you think about it as you saw that unfold and Miller making that throw and Zunino with a great tag?
Yeah, it was great. I mean, the whole we practiced that almost every day, so it was nice to see that executed.
Thanks a lot.
That's Nelson Cruz of the Seattle Mariners. Now it's time to hear from John Wells in the conversation we had right after the game on Saturday in Oakland.
And John Wells joins us here from the Oakland Coliseum, O.co, as the Seattle Mariners on a Saturday just beat the Oakland A's in a thrilling extra-inning game. And, John, certainly the Mariners are desperate for some offense and for some victories after a little bit of a slow start. And I thought it was an intense game between the Mariners and the A's, and maybe this is foreshadowing of the way it's going to be throughout the season with these two teams. What do you think?
That was an important win for the Mariners. That would have been four losses in a row after the opening game victory with Felix on the mound, and they would have gone back to Felix tomorrow, you know, trying to break a four-game losing streak. That was, you know, these games between the Mariners and the A's sometimes seem to go back and forth, and crazy stuff happens.
Well, we got to see Nelson Cruz hit his first home run of the year, an absolute bomb, and he had three hits, and if anybody wondered if he was going to be an important part of the offense, I think he kind of answered it, at least for one game. You know, he might have had a little bit of a slow start, but it is early, so I guess we'll see a lot more of this from him?
Yeah, I would think so. Nobody thought that he was going to struggle the whole season by any means, but I'm sure for him it's nice to get that first big hit off his back.
He had 40 home runs last year. Brad Miller came up big with a game-winning hit, and you got a young kid who got his first major league win in Tyler Olson. That had to be pretty exciting for him, although the circumstances were pretty strange. I mean, he had a situation where it could have been a game-winning base hit for Ike Davis, that double, but the relay throw to the plate worked out really well for the Mariners. A great tag by Mike Zunino.
Yeah, Tyler Olson was very fortunate there. It was a great relay by Miller and tagged by Zunino, and you know, I was surprised personally that Olson was in there for the whole inning and there was nobody warming up. I mean, this is a kid that's coming up from Double A and real raw, and you know, his role is supposed to be facing one or two left-handers, and here he is in extra innings when one run wins the ball game, you know, somehow magically they got out of it, and you know, and the Mariners score a run in the bottom of the inning, and he gets his first major league victory.
You have to figure that the Mariners' rotation is going to keep them in games. I mean, Jay Happ is right now a number five starter. He pitched really well, I thought, in this game. He wasn't dominating. He wasn't getting a lot of strikeouts, but I thought he pitched pretty well. The one guy that you had to be disappointed with was Taijuan Walker, who just got crushed by the A's, and that had to be pretty surprising after the way he threw the ball in spring training.
Well, it just goes to show you that spring training is spring training. Jay Happ was terrible in spring training with an ERA approaching 8, and they had Mariner fans wondering, like, who the heck is this guy? Why don't they send him to the minors? And, you know, he's a veteran, a 32-year-old veteran, has been around for a long time. And meanwhile, Taijuan Walker puts up an 0.36 ERA in spring training. He was the king of spring training. And there, 9 runs in the first outing once the season starts.
How do you envision Lloyd McLennan in the way that he manages this team? Do you think he's a guy who's going to make a lot of changes along the way? Does he want to get settled in his lineup? What's his style?
Well, it depends on the team he has. This year, they've got a couple of platoons out there in the outfield, in both left field and right field, with Ackley and Ricky Weeks in left field and Ruggiano and Smith in right field. It seems like it's going to be a strict platoon a lot of the time, especially with Smith, who really struggles against left-handers. He's been pinch hit for in both of the games he's started this year. After three hits in the first game and two hits in the second game, you know, people are scratching their heads. Why don't they just leave him in there? But he's terrible against lefties. He's so bad against lefties that I think he batted only about 40 times against lefties last year for San Diego.
It seems like players seem to understand the platoon a little bit more these days. I mean, it's been around. I remember the Orioles used to use a platoon. Joe Altobelli was using that when they won the 1983 World Series. You might remember Lowenstein, and I don't remember who he was platooning with, but he was into that. But then you didn't really see it too much. I think players would complain. It doesn't seem like they're complaining as much these days. They kind of understand it.
I think that was Lowenstein and maybe Terry Crowley.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, right.
it depends on the player. I mean, you got a guy named Ricky Weeks who's out there. He's been a starting player for 11 seasons in the majors. So he seems to be accepting of his role. We'll see how it goes.
We had our first bit of controversy with replay in 2015. You know, we had a lot of plays that were looked at last year, and you wondered. This time it was involving a play around second base, and I don't know how you could say that wasn't the neighborhood play, but really that's what was determined, that it wasn't a neighborhood play, and they said that Semien, the shortstop for the A's, missed the base. And this was a call that was overturned. Initially, they said that it was an out at second, and then they overturned it and said safe. What did you think of that call? And, do you think they maybe have to look at that and really kind of determine what's a neighborhood play and what isn't?
Well, I'm not really sure why the neighborhood play shouldn't be part of the replay rule. In my opinion, it should be. That's a play that players have been taking advantage of for years and not making the out and getting credit for the out. And why shouldn't it be replayable, reviewable?
Well, you should have to touch the bag. You would think that. It was interesting, too, because I thought when I watched the replay, I really couldn't tell for sure. It didn't look conclusive to me, but according to the umpires, it was conclusive that he didn't touch the bag.
Yeah, it was a close call. I mean, I watched that that replay 8-10 times, and I wasn't 100% sure what they were gonna rule.
Looking forward for the Mariners here. Big win on Saturday, obviously. They got Felix Hernandez going on Sunday. Tell us about just what you think of the early schedule for them as they go forward.
Well, they're playing a lot of division games. It's a great opportunity to see how they stack up against the teams in the AL West. They started with three against the Angels and lost two, and now we're 1-1 against Oakland, and with Felix going tomorrow, worked out well today. They had their number five starter, and Oakland had their ace in Sonny Gray, and tomorrow Felix goes up against Jesse Hahn.
And with the team being picked by a lot of people, how much does that maybe change things around everybody surrounding the team, not just players but fans, knowing that this team is being picked to do some damage this year?
Well, Seattle fans are a fickle bunch. I'm already hearing from, after three losses in the first week of the season, I'm already hearing from people, I guess they were overrated. What's with all the hype? It's the same old offense with two shutouts in the first four games.
All right, John. And by the way, I give you a lot of credit for wearing a Seattle Seahawks cap in the San Francisco Bay Area, because we know how much 49ers fans do not like the Seahawks. But good job on that one.
Well, I've had a couple of players say stuff to me about Mariner players, but I do it all the time, and it's never a problem because it's not a Raiders game.
Right.
It's not a Raiders game. It's not a 49ers game. Nobody in the crowd ever gives me a hard time about it.
All right, John, we'll talk to you soon. Thanks.
All right, thanks.
That's John Wells, the founder and publisher of Grand Salami Magazine. We'll have John and other guests throughout the season to talk Mariners baseball. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to the Grand Salami Seattle Mariners podcast on thesportsvirus.com.